Triple M and Strutty for Breakfast. Good morning, everybody. It is Jay Giles Band there and the story of the centrefold. Thank you. 7 past 5. G'day. She's a bit cool out there this morning, folks. Beautiful sunny day coming up once you thaw out, but a lot of frost around the place. And about 13 to 21, that is what we are looking forward to today. The great news is showers and storms predicted on Friday. Hopefully we get something, particularly over the ranges, for that one. As we mentioned for the boaties, again, another day of large and powerful surf conditions. I was having a walk late in the afternoon yesterday, and there were waves building up that must have been a kilometre wide. That was, you could just see the lines just going forever and ever. Another strong wind warning today, down from the gale force from yesterday for southwesterlies, 15 to 25 knots. That is what we are expecting. Clear on the roads, which is great news. But if you're experiencing delays, of course, give us a call. We love getting it first from our Triple M phone rangers. Major news stories of the day. Well, it's still about Australian politics. A mortally wounded Malcolm Turnbull, this is quoting the Telegraph this morning, is in full crisis mode, frantically fighting to hold on to the prime ministership by trashing the unpopular policies and begging for support as Peter Dutton circles, preparing to launch a challenge as early as today. Now, there is a story out that he made an offer to One Nation to get the big business tax cuts through to exempt the big four banks, and they still didn't take it. So that may be one of the last straws for Malcolm Turnbull. But anyway, we'll see what today brings. But don't worry about the bold and the beautiful. The storyline in Australia at the moment is all about who's going to knife who. Anyway, we'll see as the day goes on. And the Ray Hadley Morning Show, compulsive listening after nine to find out what is happening behind the scenes, who's pulling the strings. Locally, interesting story breaking late yesterday. Crime Stoppers has compiled a list of 10 people wanted across the country, four of which are wanted in New South Wales. Among those is Paul Patterson, age 48, wanted by Mid-North Coast Police in relation to alleged serious assaults of a two-year-old girl in Wauhope in 1996. He was released on patrol after failing to comply with conditions. A warrant was issued for his arrest. He's described as being of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander appearance, 178 centimetres tall, of solid build, with light brown hair and blue eyes. Mr. Patterson may also go by the name of Paul James or Jason Taylor and is believed to be in the Darwin area. Also, the prompt intervention of Surf Life Savers as well as the vigilance of a concerned member of the public ensured that Atari paddleboarder will be at work at his dentist practice and not on his way across the Tasman after getting into difficulty at Foster over the weekend. It's a good story that they got the bloke. He may have been heading to New Zealand, the poor fella. In sport, the Parramatta Eels are facing an explosive new allegations of once more cheating the NRL salary cap. And locally in rugby league, in Group 3, the grand final Sunday sees the Port City Breakers up against the Port Sharks with a 3 p.m. kickoff. And also in bodyboarding, the David Goose Gosby Memorial is on this weekend in the Port Macquarie Hastings area. Seven divisions to be contested. I'll talk to Picky about that one tomorrow. On the show today, plenty happening, including a very funny cactus today featuring Bill Curley in the bath with his wife. What? Yes, that and more. Also coming up, of course, Bluey with all today's fishing news. And we're going to catch up with Oliver Paterno too. This young bloke is representing Australia. He's from the Mid-North Coast. He's from Port Macquarie. He's a 65cc motocross rider. The World Championships are on in Horsham, Victoria, later this week. And young Oliver is heading there to represent his country. What a great honour for the young bloke. Also coming up, we'll talk the bucket list. Now, hopefully going to catch up with Cole. Now, he's a Triple M Club member. He wants to go to WrestleMania in America. Good on you, Cole. We'll get on the blower to you later and talk about the bucket list. $10,000 for you to make a massive tick on your bucket list. Only Triple M Club members can win. Also, Christy in with the Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union? And we'll give you the chance to win $1,000 on the wheel after eight. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Usain Bolt, Kim Cattrall, and the great Kenny Rogers, who was born on this day. Poor old Kenny. I don't know where he went to get his facelift, but I want my money back. It's very ordinary, Kenny Rogers' facelift. It's 12 past 5, 13, 27, 10. You can email midnorthcoast at triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website. Missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's all there for you to relive, if you will. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
This is Bill Curley with you. Today I take a nice relaxing bath with my heartthrob wife. I always get the plug in, but that's because she says I'm a politician and my hide is thicker. Cactus coming up.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. The Giant Pot, Water Feature and Giftware Sale is now on with 20 to 50% off.
Cactus.com.au. The home of opposition leader Bill Curley, 13 Humdrum Way, Plopworth.
I love how we relax together in the bathtub, Chloe, my little heartthrob. Chloe?
Hmm? Oh, sorry, Bill, I missed that. I thought you were the tap dripping.
I was saying how nice it is in the bath with you. It's so relaxing, but I don't care how you always give me the plug-in.
Well, you're a politician. Your hide is thicker.
It's so good to wash away the stench of Parliament.
Well, so that's why you were in here an hour before me.
That's right. I mean, I love politics, but it stinks. Just the smell of travel expense claims would make a sphinx wince. But here it feels like I'm 1,000 miles from the cut and thrust of the...
It's a shame, it's a farce, and I want it fixed.
Struff. Darren Livershot from the Senate.
And me, Pauline Hatfull, also from the Upper Senate House Chamber.
And we'll make it quick. Chloe can't hold her breath under the suds forever.
Will this guard wait? I want your support for my private members bill for a national register of paedophiles. Not that there's any private members around here.
And I want your support, which is because it's for my members' private bill for a royal commission into Muslimism. The thing being is they are taking a leaf out of the Aboriginals' page and taking over our country.
Stay under, Chloe. It's mad out here.
So listen, Bill.
Hang on. Why didn't you talk to me about these things at Parliament House?
Well, I'm asleep most of the time I'm there.
And I didn't know you worked there.
Well, wait in the lounge room. I'll be there in a tick.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You can come up now, Chloe.
Oh, for f*** sake, Bill. How many times have I told you to do something about your open door policy?
Sorry, heartthrob.
Fishing best bet.
Here he is, the great man, Bluey Waters. Is that him shivering on the other end of the phone?
Hello, Shorty.
Oh, how did you go? Yeah, it was bad enough yesterday. How are you going to go today, Bluey? Minus two degrees where you are at the moment.
Oh, I tell you what, yeah, I can feel it too.
Oh, but you can, yes. What about the fishing? Did we cancel it yesterday, even in the afternoon. I went for a walk in the afternoon. I had to put two lots of shirts on, like a short-sleeve shirt and a long-sleeve shirt, to go out. And I got halfway through and I said, nah. I turned around and went home, Bluey.
Yeah.
It was shocking.
No, walking was a little bit of a breeze, but when it's strong winds, it's very difficult.
Yeah, very ordinary yesterday. What about today? They've backed it off from a gale warning to a strong wind warning, so it is still going to be a little bit windy today. Bottom of the tide at 10:30. Where are we going to go?
Yeah, we're going to duck ourselves up in the estuary today. We'll see what's happened over the last 24 hours and just see if we can pick up a fish. We'll take a few prawns and we'll try for a brim or a blackfish.
Blackfish, okie dokie.
Yeah, we're going to get the winds out of the southwest, and it mightn't be as strong as we predict, so it might be all right today. But, yeah, we get a couple of protected spots in the southwest, so, yeah, it should be good.
Yeah, and the big news is, particularly, let's hope they get it over the ranges and it just doesn't dump on the coast. Between 10 and 20 mils Friday and 20 and 40 mils on the Saturday, Bluey, and maybe another 10 to 20 mils on the Sunday as well. So hopefully it goes to the places that really do need it.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, very interesting.
Now, I've got results through from the Lyreton Hotel Fishing Club. They had their monthly cop on last weekend. Didn't do too bad. Deep Sea Boys got a monster snapper. 1.5 kilo snapper. Sand flatted up to 1 kilo. It's a nice tail around the 0.5 kilo mark. They had tarwan to 0.75 kilo, brim to 0.75 kilo, and dusky flatted to 0.75 kilo.
Gee, well, that's all right, Bluey, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well done, too.
Last weekend. Yeah, very good.
Now, fourth weekend of the month coming up. We've got any clubs out this weekend?
Got a couple of clubs out. First of the Lyden United Services Fishing Club. They've got their monthly cop on. 1 o'clock weigh-in at the rear of the clubhouse with a barbecue. And also in town here, the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club has got their Sunday comp on. It's a 12 o'clock weigh-in at the marina with a barbecue.
Okie dokie. All right. Thank you for that, Bluey, very much. Now, do you have the beanie on at the moment? Have you got gloves on as well?
Yes, beanie, gloves, you name it, I've got it on.
Now, I reckon this is another day where Soaker, who never wears shoes, I reckon he might have thongs. I mean, he might look European today. He might have the socks and Crocs or the socks and thongs on today. Do you think that's a chance, Blue?
No, you'll have shoes on today, that's for sure.
Socks and shoes. It's still minus two. Can you believe it? Oh, well, incredible. So there you go, the fishing best bet today. And remember, you have to suffer for your fish sometimes. You are heading out to the estuary today.
Yeah, out the estuary, take some prawns and just try for a quality brim or a big blackfish.
All right, Bluey, thanks for that. Keep your heater on.
Cheers.
Oh, Strawny.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Aretha Franklin's private funeral is set down for August 31st at the Greater Grace Temple in Detroit. The funeral will follow a two-day public viewing of her casket. She'll then be laid to rest in the city's Woodlawn Cemetery. Aretha passed away on Thursday at age 76 after battling pancreatic cancer. The Eagles' Greatest Hits album is now the best-selling album of all time, surpassing Michael Jackson's Thriller. The Eagles' Greatest Hits has sold 38 million copies or equivalent streaming units, beating Thriller's 33 million in sales. The Eagles' Hotel California is the third highest seller with 26 million units sold. And in a scene reminiscent of the movie, Tara Reid has quit a Sharknado press tour after slurring through interviews. The 42-year-old actress blamed her behaviour on, quote, back issues.
I took a helicopter over. We were landing in a hotel. And as we took the helicopter over, we went, like, really, really low down. And I saw the netting. And where the netting was, it was unbelievable. There's so many sea rays and sharks, like, I've never seen anything like it in my life.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
6 to 7, here he is from the newsroom. Good morning, Lee.
G'day, mate.
How cool is it? That's when we sort of do our morning greetings about just before 4 o'clock. We both said this morning, how cold is it?
How cold is it?
Still to be in the minuses, that's amazing. Yeah. And the Port Macquarie Airport, the 6:30 plane still hasn't left because of ice. Mm. It's minus 3.1 in Kempsey at the moment, minus 2.3 in Port, 0.2 of a degree in Taree, and 0.7 in Coffs Harbour. It is a very, very cool morning.
It warmed up to like 26 degrees last week, but now we're right back down, aren't we?
Yeah. The great news is, now, we should say, with the weather, sometimes they can't get it right for tomorrow. So how are they going to go at the end of the week? But they're saying Friday, 10 to 20 mils. Saturday, 20 to 40 mils. Mm. And Sunday, 10 to 20 mils. And let's hope that goes over the mountain range where it's needed.
Yep, we can only hope.
Yeah. Now, listen, we do a segment on Mondays called The Bold and the Beautiful Update. We love it on Wind Television. The storylines are brilliant. But how are we going in politics? I just can't wait to see the papers here today.
Oh, geez. Well, that's another story in itself, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
the Daily Telegraph, of course, leads with just a flesh wound. A mortally wounded Malcolm Turnbull is in full crisis mode, frantically fighting to hold on to the prime ministership by trashing unpopular policies and begging for support as Peter Dutton circles, preparing to launch a challenge. As well as that, printer ban to cover tracks. New South Wales bureaucrats will today were told they can't use printers, forced to destroy documents after meetings, and endure random desk checks as part of a desperate plan to stop confidential rail documents being leaked, and pulling the plug on WaterFix, a crucial program that helped households stop leaks and save water, was quietly axed just as the state's widespread drought reached crisis levels. That's in the Daily Telegraph, and in the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline there, similar to the Telegraph, Dutton breach adds fuel to Liberal flames. An incendiary claim about Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has inflamed the federal government's leadership woes as Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull confronts the loss of Queensland Liberals who have thrown their support behind his rival. And deal for big banks rejected. The Turnbull government offered to exclude Australia's big four banks from its company tax cuts in a last-minute pitch to gain the support of One Nation.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Locally with you today, interesting story. We're in on the most wanted.
Yeah, that is quite an interesting story indeed. New South Wales Police and Crime Stoppers Australia are joining forces to launch Operation Rogue Radar 2018 to track down the most wanted in the country. Indeed, one of those is 48-year-old Paul Patterson. He's sought after an alleged serious assault on a two-year-old girl in Wauchope back in 1996. The Crime Stoppers CEO, Peter Price, he's saying the whole of nation approach is this year focusing on 10 people. And, of course, Mr. Patterson is one of those.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. All the details coming up at 7 o'clock now. Before you mentioned the front page of the Telegraph about it's only a flesh wound. Now, are you old enough to know Monty Python and that's where that's come from? The famous scene in the Holy Grail with the Black Knight, right? Mm. Who ends up losing arms and legs and everything. And that's where he said, come back and fight, it's only a flesh wound. It does ring a bell. Well, I've dug it up. Here it is. Oh. Here it is. In the fight in the Holy Grail, this is where the Telegraph is going.
You are indeed brave tonight, but the fight is mine.
Oh, and enough, eh?
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
Just a flesh wound.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. We have a light southwesterly wind blast, producing really clean conditions on those southern corners and some of our open beaches. The swell's out of the south, so the open beaches are attracting some large waves, so I wouldn't be heading to the open beaches. Open beaches do have waves around that 6 to 8 feet mark, but there's a really strong northerly drift, so southern corners do have the cleanest and the best conditions for surf today. The waves are a little bit smaller, wave size around that 3 to 4 feet mark. We do have a low tide around 10:30 this morning. High tide is around 5:30 this evening, and the water temperature in Port Macquarie is around 18 degrees. Further north is around 20, 21 degrees.
Later on in the week, the World Motocross Junior Championships will be held in Victoria, and we have a Mid-North Coast representative. His name's Oliver Paterno, and he's on the phone now to have a chat with us this morning. G'day, Ollie. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Gee, excited, mate?
Yeah, I'm really
sorry. Good stuff. Now, you'll be competing in the 65cc division, is that right?
Yeah.
And how many years have you been riding motorbikes, Ollie?
Probably since I was 3.5.
3.5. Isn't that amazing? Now, how did you qualify, Oliver?
It's called a wild card entry. And I think I'm a couple of competitors, they were going in, had an injury or something. So then they thought they filled the grid in.
Yeah, you got the big call-up. Well, that happens sometimes, mate. You've got to take it with both hands, as they say. Now, you'll be competing against other young riders from Europe, America, Asia, New Zealand, and Australia. It's going to be an exciting time. Now, just looking at Victoria, it's not the warmest place. Have you got plenty of warm clothes to take down, Ollie?
Oh, yes, I've got a lot of warm clothes.
Now, when's actually your first race, Ollie?
Pardon?
When do you race? When's your first race?
When's my first race? I think it's on Saturday.
On Saturday. Okie dokie. Well, we'll all be watching on the internet to see how you go. The races themselves, Ollie, how long do they last?
12 minutes plus 2 laps.
12 minutes. It's 2 laps, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, excellent. And what's the best part of your racing, Oliver? Do you get a good start, or do you come home strong? What's the best aspect of your riding?
Probably the starts.
Yeah. And what do you love most about it? I bet you love doing the jumps, Ollie.
Yes, I love doing jumps.
All right, mate. It's a very proud moment to represent your country, and that's what you're doing. The World Motocross Junior Championships coming up in Horsham, Victoria. Ollie's first race is Saturday. Now, I've got to ask, Ollie, too, because I know you have a great collection of hermit crabs. Who's looking after those while you're away?
Oh, I think it'll be my next-door neighbour.
Next-door neighbour will be looking after the hermit crabs. Good on you, Ollie. Yeah. Now, have you got a lucky number, too? What number do you race in normally?
274.
274. All right, Ollie. From us all here on the Mid-North Coast, he's from Port Macquarie, racing in the 65cc division. We wish him all the best in the World Motocross Junior Championships. Good on you, Ollie. Go get him, mate.
Thank you. I will.
Triple M's $10,000 bucket list.
Only Triple M Club members can win. Now, Cole from Port Macquarie's got his entry in. Good morning, Cole. How are you?
Very well, Strawny. How are you, mate?
Terrific, buddy. Now, I love this. I've read his entry. Tell everybody, if the 10 grand comes your way on Friday or next Friday, we've got two more weeks to go, what would you do to get a big tick on your bucket list, Cole?
I would take me and my son to America to watch WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I love the wrestling. I love. There's been so many great characters over the years. Have you got a favourite?
Got a couple. I always loved Mick Foley or Mankind and Undertaker.
The Undertaker. That's right. Isn't there a big one in Melbourne? I think later on in the year as well. But
there is. Yeah.
But I think to go to the States to actually, you know, to soak up the vibe and all that, and it would just be amazing. Everyone's different. Cole, mate, I hope you pick this up because we'll be crossing to you live from WrestleMania. If you pick it up, champion, all the very best.
That's awesome.
And thanks for being a Triple M Club member, Cole.
Thanks, Strawny.
How about a little Stone Cold? Stone Cold!
Look out, look out!
Easy! Oh. Easy! He's back!
Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Let's see if we can give away some cash-a-roo. We go to Jenny at Nambucca Heads. G'day, Jen. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, thank you.
And listen, what was it like at your place this morning?
Oh, big frost. It was freezing.
Yeah, a lot of people reporting their cars too, Jen. Like they had to go and, you know, get the hose on or get a container and try and put it on the windscreen because they were all iced over. I know with the plane in port, it couldn't go at 6:30 because of the old ice on the wings thing. So,
wow. Yeah,
it's been a shock. And what are we, 10 days out from spring?
Yeah, but then, you know, how hot has it been? So
yeah, last week it was like spring, exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, hopefully we can spring $1,000 into your purse, Jenny. What number are we looking for yours? One off yesterday?
Number one.
All right, here we go, Jen. Come on, number one. Come on, number one. Gone past. Will I have enough oomph to get around? The rotten thing won't. And, lands on the number 26.
Oh, well, that's no one's birthday, so
yeah, I'm sorry, Jen. But I've got your details. End of the month, Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag, jam pack full of goodies.
No worries.
You're in the running to win that. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Stay warm. Now, birthdays today. All right. If you are birthdaying today, I haven't got any other local birthdays, but I can tell you this. If you are born on this day, 21st day of August, you share it with the likes of Usain Bolt, Kim Cattrall, and the bloke with the worst facelift in the history of the world. We're talking about Mr. Kenny Rogers. Have you seen him? He looks like he's seen a ghost. Boom! It's Triple M. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty for Brekkie and more of the bucket list coming up with Jack after midday today. 10 grand, what would you do with it? Earlier on in the morning, I spoke with Cole. I loved chatting with Cole. Now, everyone's different. With his 10 grand, he wants to take his son to WrestleMania in America. Cole, I hope you win it because we'll be... Christy, we're going to cross to Cole at WrestleMania. He loves The Undertaker. He likes Mankind.
Oh, Cole, I couldn't think of anything worse than
that. Come on, Christy, come on.
I know. It's
now, with you with your 10 grand, you and Michael would probably just disappear for 6 weeks in somewhere in Central Australia.
Actually, we probably would do that because it is wise to get something to go on a holiday. But I probably would put it towards the landscaping.
Landscaping, because you've just got a new house, so you've got to do stuff like that.
Yeah, and landscaping doesn't come cheap.
No, it doesn't.
So 10 grand would help that, kitty.
Yeah, good on you. Okay, fair enough. All right. You've got to be a Triple M Club member to win another 10 grand Friday and next Friday the last lot of 10 grand. If you're not a member, sign up today, triplem.com.au.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Now, I know what Strawny would do with 10 grand. I'm just going to go back to that, despite the fact we should be talking about today.
Where do you think I go? What do you think?
I don't think you do anything. I think you don't invest in new glasses because I've just found out that he's
don't
struggling.
Give away my secrets.
He's struggling to see his computer because the font is very, very tiny. And I asked, how did you fix it? Can you see now? And he said, I just brought the computer screen forward. So it's sitting up right up against his nose, basically. Poor Jack, when he gets here this afternoon, he's going to have to push it back.
No, yeah. And again, we've got to say good day to Eldad, who's listening in Dallas, Texas, too. Isn't the internet's amazing? Download the free app. You can take us anywhere if you're game.
Yeah, well, it could take you anywhere when you get 10 grand. Go overseas, go to that wrestling thing in America. And
that's who's a wrestling. It's WrestleMania. What are you doing? Please.
I sound like Otto, that thingy. Know.
You know? That's right. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, what's on around the Mid-North Coast? The Barrable Art Group meet at 9 o'clock at the racecourse today. Zumba classes are every Tuesday at the Valley Beach Tourist Park. There's two sessions, 10 a.m. in the Woolshed, which is a low-impact class, and 6 o'clock in the large conference hall, which is a medium to high-impact class. The Northern Exposure Art Exhibition continues at the Glasshouse today. It's now in its 5th year. Northern Exposure has become renowned for showcasing the vibrant creativity of the Mid-North Coast. And, of course, Sculpture in the Jail, we talk about it every day. It's on at Southwest Rocks until 5 o'clock today. It's 100th anniversary of closure of a German internment camp with 3,000 dollars in prizes up for offer.
Wow, sounds great as usual, Christy.
If you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.